I'm having fun with these electronic
can
effects.
Can you hit me with the cornball key that you had there earlier? The good one?
The cornball
key?
Yeah,
you know, the one that played that the most hokey thing I've ever heard from you. No, no. Ah. You're rubbish. that was it.
Hey. Show number 50.
Woo! High five. Yeah,
still
baby.
Going. I'm like the Energiner bunny. Hey, that would be a funny little thing, yeah. Check out Brian Jonestown.
Yeah. Finally.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Dude.
Half century, Mitch.
Where's Lou Reed? Doesn't that sound like Velvet Underground to you? It's like a modern Velvet Underground.
It is. I mean, those guys.
I mean, Velvet Underground was the godfather of the indie rock scene.
Not to mention, they
godfather,
were, you know,
they were the godfathers.
Yeah,
excuse me.
The godfather of the '60s as well, of '60s sort of psychedelic, yeah, drug induced.
But that sounded a lot like heroin, kind of. You know, like,
yeah.
That,
well,
like,
I think there was plenty of it flowing through them at the time they recorded that, as among a lot of their songs. They got, you know, Brian Jonestown Massacre's had their ins and outs with that one. But man, those guys are just epic, and I'm so happy to be here on the Big 5-0 to be here when you play at BJM.
Yeah.
Brian
Jonestown
Massacre, man, those guys are just, I think, right up there with, you know, Brian Wilson, and honestly, in terms of songwriting, the front man for Brian Jonestown Massacre, he's just got such genius within him. For a tune, dude, he's turned out so many hits, but still they're unknown, relatively.
I know
unknown.
It's weird. I was saying to you during the just before we started that I felt like they were, so they picked up where Fugazi left off, and I know that they don't sound like Fugazi, but in philosophy that they're like the grass, they're truly grassroots.
Yeah,
like,
I'm with you on that.
Like, and they do cheap shows. Their tickets are really inexpensive. Yeah. Like, they never do the ticket.
Dude, their albums
stuff.
Are inexpensive. If you've heard, probably a lot of our listeners have seen the movie Dig. I know I have. And that was the movie that was about the Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols. Mm-hmm. And in that story, it comes out that they produced their albums. They literally created their albums for like $15-$25. You know, just like by like, you know, stealing time off their friends with recording studios and making their own covers, which, you know.
Which actually I was going to talk to you about, right? Because because I did, you know, quite a bit of live sort of recording back in the good old days. Back in the U.S. I mean, I've been doing sort of this whole, here, hang on, let me adjust my volume here. I did a lot of sort of live recordings that we never haven't seen to pick up here in London yet. And I'm just beginning to pick up the pieces. But you have a studio. You have a large physical space.
I do.
Which is one thing I'm looking for.
I do.
I've got all the recording equipment.
Yeah.
Which is the other thing I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
What if I were to move my recording equipment
into our studio?
Into your studio.
It's a thought, Mitch.
Then we could podcast from there. I know this is
people in.
There's commitment here.
There is some commitment. I'll have to run it by the studio mates, but quite honestly, dude, being
that could be huge.
Being a multidisciplinary collective collaborative,
right?
You know, we're well into it.
I'm just wondering why I haven't been invited sooner.
Oh, come on! You are always invited. Always,
but some of the shows that we've done in the past include.
Include
the Silver Sun Pickups.
Silver Sun Pickups,
which
was a wonderful show,
which are still picking up. They haven't really hit yet, but
no. But I hear about them every once in a while. You hear them in the press. You hear them around.
And then their management hooked me up with a couple other bands. Space Mountain.
I remember that
was one of them.
Yeah.
Another one was Aberdeen City.
Oh yeah.
And of course, my good friend Eros and his band Pebble Theory came in. We had Monsters Are Waiting, which was another band that I got sort of vicariously through Silver Sun. Mm. And I did one show here in the UK, which was Red Cassette. But
right.
I really would love to start getting back into the live show recording.
Yeah, no, indeed.
Situation.
Especially considering the fact, Mitch, and I'd like to point out, that you have played many a now world-famous band years before they broke.
Well,
at least a year.
I don't know. Yeah.
All I'm saying is someone's got to get their finger on your pulse, Mitch, because you're picking them. You should go to Vegas.
Yeah, actually, some of my all-time favorites. I did a list beforehand, so don't think this is like me just spinning these off the top of my head. But some of my favorites to this day are still Absinthe Blind, The National, Go-Go Bordello.
Oh, yeah. I got their sticker right here on my laptop.
Yeah, The Baptist Generals, Film School, Rademacher, those guys from Fresno, Deerhoof.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you played Deerhoof?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
Spoon, Seth Third Son of Albert. He was the guy from the Worst Music You Ever Heard podcast. Mm. And then I've got one that I think we should just drop into the set right here. A band called Viva Voce, and they're just, it's good music.
Viva la viva voce.
Yeah, I don't know. What does viva voce mean? Is voce, that's like live the voice or something like that. Like,
I'm with you.
In Italiano.
Si. Straight out of Compton, those guys. Can you believe it? Man, that was epic. But you guys have played an absolute ton of good music since I started listening, which was, I don't know, probably around episode 10. And then I started with you around 41. So, you know. good number of episodes in there in between.
You started listening at episode 10.
Probably. And then I downloaded all the previous episodes to catch up, which was a great week because every day I could listen to a new episode to me. And that was nice. Yeah. But yeah,
well, that's cool. Man.
I caught in. I got in luckily pretty early. But man, you guys played a ton of good stuff since then. Like, I was going through the list earlier also. And, you know, Hovercraft was one that really hit me because I remember seeing them at Slim's in San Francisco ages ago. Ugly Casanova, a band I always wanted to hear and I knew existed, but I never heard any of their music until you guys played it.
Nice.
And I was stoked to hear that.
A little Modest Mouse like kickoff band.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always heard rumors about them, but I never
actually
heard them.
They're awesome live. Yeah, they're fun.
Terrific. And then, of course, all the bands with Wolf in the name.
Yeah, we played Wolf Mother.
Yeah, and Wolf Parade. And the other day we played We Are Wolves. Oh. You know, there's a million, of course. Clap Your Hands Say Yeah, Blackalicious.
Yeah.
The Roots. Oh, there's just so much good stuff. But Ambulance Limited was probably my favorite.
Yeah, dude, I got so hooked on them.
You've been hooked on them for a long time, and I only found out about them when you played them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great, man. Well,
they hit a sweet spot in me.
I'm just so glad
one that I only talk about to close friends.
I'm just so glad that people are still listening. You know, like I still have it, like the same. I don't know if it's the same people, but it hasn't like grown that much since like iTunes really hit us hard with like a bunch of stuff, but hasn't fallen off that much either. So I just feel blessed that there's, you know, that there are people out there listening.
And between about 500 and 1400. I think is an estimate.
Yeah.
But it's growing too. We're picking up. We're making a push. Making a big push.
Yes.
But one of the other bands, one of the other things that was so great about the show was it's all pod safe. It's all like sort of the safe side of it all. And we still find so much good music on the safe side.
That's how you stay underground and close to the roots.
Yeah, where everyone's saying, push us, play us. You know? And like that was when I went to go see my friend Owen and Cassio Tone, and I met his supporting band, the Dead Science. And then I talked to them after the show, and I'm like, you know, we do this podcast. Can we play some of your songs? Because they gave me their CD, and they're like, play any of your songs you want. It's great. I was like, this is terrific. This is terrific. I just got so much material for the show, and it's awesome.
Yeah, let's play that. Let's play the track that they gave us.
Awesome.
Man.
What do you think of that, Mitch? I'm real curious.
It's interesting, actually. The vocalist has got a very sort of tender way of saying things.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. These guys are unlike anything I've ever heard.
Then it's like really kind of hard driving drums and like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you see their show, these guys are clearly, you know, they're trained in jazz. They all go into a bit of a free jazz, like, you know, like realm on occasion in their songs.
Oh, really?
They're epic musicians. They improvise stand up bass. You know, the bassist switches between electric and stand up. And they're just epic show to see. And their style. I mean, the singer was in full Bullfighters regalia last time I saw him, you know? they're coiffed, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I keep, like, when I hear the way he sings, it reminds me of David Lynch, because David Lynch has this kind of ethereal, like, head voice kind of, like, sound to all of so much of his soundtracks. And, when you see them, it's definitely surreal. It's a good show.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, highly recommended.
Why are you holding out on me? Why are you going to all these great shows without me?
Dude, I told you about Casio Tone.
I thought we were friends.
You're Mr. Too Busy. You're Mr. I'll pencil it in on my iCal.
Please. So, I got a really cool email this week, or we got a cool email this week, from Mr. Cougar.
Hey, Cougar.
From Mr. Alex White.
Yeah, Cougar.
He's been a listener for a long time, and he says, excuse me.
Pardon you.
He says, hey, Mitch, Dan, Renica, anyone else in the NU crew, happy 50th podcast. I love that I can go through old podcasts and see corresponding events in my life. Number 13 was the first one I listened to. Number 20 was the first submission I had. Number 22 was the first week up at college. Space Mountain Interview 5 in the dark room, finishing my photo final. Number 35, Home for Christmas. Number 36, number 37, when I tried to go to the gym every week.
I'm sorry.
That's funny.
That cracks me up.
I love that it was two episodes.
Yeah, I know. It's completely true to form for us all.
Number 43, driving around town as a PA this summer. Was that in L.A.? I think I remember chatting with you that you actually did go to L.A. for the summer.
I was always curious what it's like to be a PA, especially for a rich bloke, you know, driving around in their Bentley. Anyway,
he says, great memories and even greater music. And to celebrate such an event, I have 4 artist submissions. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't play all of them, but I did pick a couple of the ones that we really like. So here's one. He says, Eric Matisse, I think, M-A-T-T-Y-S, is an artist from back home that I saw at a local coffee shop. Eric is releasing his first CD, and I figured it would be good timing to share his music. He also happens to be my girlfriend's best friend's older brother. Crazy, huh? So let's check out some Eric Matisse.
I see only sheets. First I'll walk in, you will smile. Then you'll say, I haven't seen you in a while. Talk till 2 a.m. Then you gotta say, I don't want you to go, but I don't want you to stay. Then I'll go walk until I find my own bed, thinking about things that I know I should have said. Your siren calls me, but my ear second guess. I gotta find the words that'll let me confess. I want you to be real, not my mind's ideal. I'll hold you while I can. Such a simple plan. Smile real big as you close your door. Hate myself cause I can't say anymore. Beer can follies block up the dreams. Alive or asleep, things aren't what they seem. Then I'll go walk until I find my own bed. Thinking about things that I know I should have said. Your siren calls me, but my ears second guess. I gotta find the words that'll let me confess. I want you to be real, not my mind's ideal. I'll hold you while I can. Such a simple plan.
That was cool, Eric.
That was so pretty.
So pretty. I like the lyrics, too. They're intelligent, yet mystical.
It's like an orchid. You know? It's like you missed it. You just give, you don't water it, you missed it. And its roots are shallow and in bark. It's very fragile.
Did you ever see Dead Serious? I absolutely love that. That was quality songwriting.
No, it was good. Did you see Adaptation?
Yes, yeah, I did.
That's a good
about
movie.
The orchids. Yeah,
that's a fucking good movie.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, you know what I saw?
Especially the whole idea of that orchids can be a hallucinogen.
Mm-hmm.
Got me thinking.
Yeah, is that true, you think?
I would like to think so, that there's some orchid out in the bayou that will just make you...
I think that's
Nicolas
Cage's best ever acting job.
Well, it's certainly the best movie he's ever picked. Mr. Yeah. Balding Action Man himself.
Yeah, did you see Lord of War or whatever? That was terrible.
No, I don't even bother.
But his movies recently have really sucked.
Oh, yeah. But no, he's just cashing
Arizona
in.
Was good. He was really
Raising
good.
Arizona?
Yeah,
Raising Arizona. Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Raising Arizona. Hell yeah, absolutely. Oh, and one cannot forget the David Lynch movie that he did. Why am I blanking on this?
Oh, the Vegas one with the girl, the... In there.
Yeah. Sailor. Why am I blanking on his name? It's one of my favorite movies. I want to say something with love in it. Why am I blanking on this? Anyway, forget about it. Yeah. Yes, he was good. He's had a handful of lovelies. He's like that song.
He's like an Elvis guy.
Well, yeah. At worst,
there's like this thing with Elvis and him. Like, yeah. There's all these people that sort of think, like, tie him to Elvis in some weird way.
I know. It's strange. Well, I think it all happened because of David Lynch. Because of the David Lynch movie. He got sort of tied to the Elvis impersonator thing.
Right.
But man... Anyway, how do we get how do we go from such a beautiful song to
David Lynch?
No, to this loser.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, Eric, that was good shit.
Yeah, man.
Let me carry on with the unless you have an objection here. I want to carry on with Alex Cougar White's picks here.
I love it.
Why do they call you Cougar?
Is that in quotes?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
It's Alex
Cougar
White.
Right. I thought that was his actual last name, and I was going to be so stoked for that because, you know, that was
bro, he's the fucking cougar.
The cougar. You know, I went on a great ski trip with some friends, and we all named ourselves the Cougars on that trip, which is why I think I have a particular love for Alex.
A cougar actually happens to be also a nickname for an elderly...
elderly woman. Is not the politically correct word. It's third age.
A third age woman,
mm-hmm.
or at least over the hill is woman
it?
Who suns too much and picks up on younger men. you know those girls I'm talking about. Like they're super tan and their skin is all leathery.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could say I've experienced them firsthand, but I haven't yet. Mitch, yourself?
I'm too old.
Care to comment?
I'm too old for them.
Though. Are you? Yeah. We're too old.
Yeah, we might be. I don't know.
Oh, I hate to think about it running for anyone.
I think a cougar could still go for a 30-year-old.
I think so.
But they prefer to go for like 25-year-olds.
Okay, well, who doesn't? Man, no, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Speaking of which, parlances of our times, you know, sayings, terms, whatever... From our last show, I just want to extend the invitation to Sheboygan, Wisconsin, to come up with the terminology for when your rocks happen to hang out of the shorts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because Lee was kind of, how great was it to have Lee on the last show?
Dude, that was sweet. That was.
Yeah. He's still reeling a little bit.
I am. I'm still scrubbing myself.
Yeah. I think there's some new listeners that probably never knew anything about Lee the Dork. Like that's from
it's
from
quite
the
possible.
Old days.
It's been ages.
Yeah.
Sheboygan.
I thought he might call in tonight, but apparently we missed it. Oh, damn it. Oh, next time. Oh. So anyways, Alex.
Do we got more from Cougar?
Yes, we do. He sent in he said I sent you Niles Lennon back in June. So he's a bit attached to this one.
Yeah, and maybe even better.
I sent it back to you in June and you still haven't played
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Just Christ. Oh, speaking of it, Jesus Christ, that, God, that quote.
Mr. Slave?
No, Roman. He was only on for a couple of shows, but Roman was a good friend of mine. I just wanted to mention some of the other guys that come on the show. We had Roman and of course, Zach and Bobby and... Skyler, my boyfriend. Hi, Skyler. And Chris Tarantino and Renica. And also, I said Oliver, right?
No, you didn't.
No, Oliver, dude, he's the master engineer for all those live shows, which is why
really?
I've had a hard time.
So he's the crucial element that's missing.
Yeah, totally.
One of them.
Yeah, and am I missing anybody that came by? I think
you pretty much got it.
We definitely had the pizza guy.
That's a pizza guy.
Yeah. And that's a 12-pound pizza. and gosh, who else? I don't know. Anyways, as Max MC Doug came on for a while there, for one show at least, and Eros called in once. Anyways, thank you guys, everyone who's been... Like Dan, you too, especially. Like
oh, gracias, señor.
Everyone who's sort of participated in helping me on the microphone. You all have heard my show when I'm not, you know, when I don't have anyone with me, and it's I'm like miserable. I like to have people to talk with, and because it helps me ground to have real conversation.
Yeah,
because when I'm like talking into the ether, so to speak, it's too abstract.
Exactly. You're like, it's like you're in a giant vacuum of space and no one can hear you scream.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention my two brothers. Mike was on a show and Matt was on a show. And God, if I'm forgetting you, whoever.
All the little people. The little people that help make it possible. We love you all.
Anyways, So Cougar says, I sent you Niles Lennon back in June, but I knew it was such a crazy time for you. I thought I could pass him by you again. He's a guitarist, vocalist in the band Film School, which is one of the bands I mentioned earlier that I was all-time favorite, and probably closing in on being one of my favorite artists. So here we go with Niles Lennon.
Check it out. It sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
Always searching, looking for the one to wrap your soul around. Sing the one name as you let go of fear of dying. You're on your way, endless love.
I thought that was cool.
That was so pretty.
We're mellowing out on the last time.
I loved it all. Every note. And all the notes he didn't play, which were some of the best.
That
was great.
That's funny. You're a funny guy, Dan.
Oh, thanks, bro.
You know you're funnier when you don't trying to be funny?
I know. I know. Now I'm all depressed.
Oh, is that okay that I'm like critiquing you in front of everybody? God, that's not
it's okay. Right. I just do it behind your back. It's all right.
I'm sorry. It didn't mean to come out like that. I just think, you know, I think you're a funny guy. You're a funny guy, you know that?
I think you're pretty.
Hey, you're a funny guy. Well, listen, we're coming up to the end of the show. We've probably been taking a little bit too long.
What are we going to do for the 100? The centennial.
We got 50 shows to go, dude.
Yes. Short distance between here and there, Mitch.
We're going to have to start piping them out twice a week for who knows what. But so check it out. So the last part of Cougar's email included a link to Elliot Smith.
Oh, yeah.
This really cool article. And basically it has to do with all these tracks that were leaked. From the Basement on a Hill, his last sort of.
This is a hot thread to turn everyone on to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure everyone who listens to us is a fan of Elliot Smith.
Yeah, I'll post the link as part of the show notes. But basically, there's some interesting stuff here. So I'm going to read it. I hope you guys don't mind if I read. So late last week, four more unreleased Elliot Smith songs turned up on Basement on a Hill demos page of ElliotSmithBsides.com, labeled as so True Love, From a Poisoned Well, Let's Turn the Record Over, and Talking to Mary. It should be noted that when the Elliot Smith B-Sides site runner received these tracks. They were not labeled, and the anonymous leaker did not provide song titles. Blogs went above straight away. Even Rolling Stone, Pitchfork caught on, and there's a lot of misinformation floating around. So we're going to tell you absolutely everything you need to know about these tracks. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article, but basically it says, first of all, we have discussed the track referred to as From a Poisoned Well here before. Elliot performed it live only once as first timer before he updated the lyrics and recorded a more rock-oriented version. It was David McConnell who first mentioned the unreleased track in an interview with MTV. However, despite the way he referred to it, the title is actually From a Poison Well, as it is sung in the song. True Love was the holy grail of unreleased Elliot songs up until this point. I remember being the first person on the Sweet Daddy message board to point out the surprising omission when at first Basement on a Hill track list was first announced. As it turns out, those who were working on the release, Rob Schnaff and Joanna Baum, were not able to find the finished vocal track until just soon after the Basement deadline had passed. And the family has since been unable to convince Interscope to release the song in any form. So, they finally released it. And I think it's up to us to help get this going, because I don't know. I mean, it's on the internet and people are listening to it. It doesn't appear to be official, and I'm going to break stream here. I'm going to kind of go with something new this time.
Because who the hell doesn't want to hear this?
Because who doesn't want to hear it? Exactly. So here's Elliot Smith with the song True Love, and it's fitting because I truly love all of you. So
right back at you, big baby.
Yeah, no, seriously. I'm really glad you guys are still out there. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to do it. And I'm glad that my little podcast is still going.
Hired hand, I have to do harm. Take me out with you today.